Hello, my name's Jill Hickman and I'm the Infection Control Lead Nurse at the Royal Surrey NHS Foundation Trust.
So we're here at your open day and you have a couple of very snazzy machines here. So can you talk me through what these machines do?
These are our Semmelweis machines, and what they do is they can check on individuals' hand hygiene technique. It will analyse and will give a picture of how effective their hand washing technique is, and I can demonstrate with you and you can have a go if you so wish. What we do is we pop some cream on your hands, and yep. you need to rub that in as if you're putting your sanitizer on.
Yep.
So front and back and between your fingers and thumbs and everything, don't forget yep. what you're doing.
Okay.
And then you need to pop your right hand in as like that, so straight in, and fill the picture on the screen like that. It's just analyzing. So remove your right hand.
Okay.
And then you can pop your left hand in.
Okay.
So that's analysing.
Okay.
And there we are. So the green okay. is green is good.
Yeah.
And so the red bits is where the bits you've missed. So you've missed your wrist there, and then the back of your hand. You need to concentrate on doing that bit of your hand.
They do.
So it's come up with a 48%.
Okay.
So you need to practice makes perfect.
Could do better.
So I could give you a poster.
Oh, thank you.
Wish,
thanks so much.
Remind you of how you.
Has there been some surprises of people that have, you know, put their hands in and the results, have they surprised some people?
There certainly has. People think their hand hygiene is much better than it actually is. We've also had some healthy competition amongst families. I think we might be the cause of some family arguments later on this evening, being healthy competition. So yes, it's a very effective tool that we use, and we do take it out on the wards, and we do it with our clinical staff as well.
Okay, and
we all know, you know, being in a hospital, infection prevention and control, it's so important, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and hand hygiene is the single most important intervention that any of us can do, and it's very quick and it's very easy, and it's a simple, effective way of preventing healthcare associated infections.
What can we do to, you know, to protect ourselves in our own day-to-day lives?
Hand hygiene obviously is the single most important thing, but we're coming into winter, we've got flu around the corner, we've got COVID re-emerging, so get vaccinated, keep your equipment clean, think about your high touch points at home where everybody touches your door handles, your fridge handles, your toilet flushes and that kind of stuff. So lots of, you know, the general everyday stuff. I've got fresh air, get fresh air, keep the windows open, especially in winter with COVID and flu. Coughs and sneezes spread diseases, so if you're coughing and, you know, use tissues, get rid of your tissues and do your hands after you've coughed and you've sneezed.
All very simple things, aren't they, really, that we can all do?
They are, absolutely.
Okay.
And how long have you worked for the NHS?
I started my training, will be 40 years next year. I did have some time out of the NHS for about 5 years, and then I've been in the NHS for all of my career apart from that.
And what does the NHS mean to you?
Everything. It's everything.